The memory of our fathers should be the watchword of liberty throughout the land, for, imperfect as they were, the world before had not seen their like, nor will it soon, we fear, behold their like again. Such models of moral excellence, such apostles of civil and religious liberty, such shades of the illustrious dead, looking down upon their descendants with approbation or reproof, according as they follow or depart from the good way, constitute a censorship inferior only to the eye of God, and to ridicule them is national suicide. The doctrines of our fathers have been represented as gloomy, superstitious, severe, irrational, and of a licentious tendency. But when other systems shall have produced a piety as devoted, a morality as pure, a patriotism as disinterested, and a state of society as happy as have prevailed where their doctrines have been most prevalent, it may be in season to seek an answer to this objection. The persecutions instituted by our fathers have been the occasion of ceaseless obloquy upon their fair fame.